Hi, I'm Sal Zoe from Brooklyn, and you are listening to Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres, and welcome to my podcast, Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. If you're listening for the first time, I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that you really like it, and if you like it, subscribe. And if you like it, please, by all means, leave a review. I need reviews. I would like to know what you're thinking and how you're feeling, because if I don't know, I can't get better, I can't improve. If you don't know anything about me, that's okay, because I don't know anything about you, but over 30 years now, I've been a professional singer. For over 20 years, a radio personality. I'm an actor, a TEDx speaker, and a master life coach. I have I coach one-on-one, I do group coaching, and I do motivational speaking, and you can check me out at judytorreslifecoach.com. So today, we're going to be talking about how do you cope with a breakup? Oh, it sucks. You fall in love with this person, you have the best time, the best memories, and then on top of that, you have children. And then one day, your partner says, I'm done. It's over. Man, talk about the rug slipping out from under you. Talk about hitting rock bottom. Talk about the shock, the anger, the frustration, the questions, the confusion, the sadness. Oh my God, the sadness. It's horrible. As a matter of fact, most people won't leave because they don't want to go through that stage, because that stage sucks. And let's be honest, right? Everybody knows what it feels like to break up with someone or to have someone break up with you. And I don't care. A lot of people think that it's harder if someone breaks up with you, but sometimes it's hard when you break up with the person. And I'm going to tell you why. For 6 years, I was with this guy, head over heels with him. Oh my God. The second I heard his name, I said, that's going to be my husband. I don't know why, but I felt so hard for him. He was charming, he was fun, he was sweet, and I think there was something about the way he looked at me. Like, I don't remember anybody looking at me like that. Thank God my husband looks at me like that even better, but at the time, that was the best thing I ever experienced. And so for 6 years, we talked about getting married. And shortly after I got diagnosed with MS, I noticed that he started acting a little bit different. And he apologized and he said, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't cause you stress and made you sick. And I said, no, why would you say that? Long story short, he was acting different. He wasn't the same anymore. He was distant. He wasn't coming over as much. He wasn't calling as much. And he kept saying he was going to marry me, but he kept doing these different things. And then finally he took a job like 2 hours away from me and he had to move. So he asked me to come with him and I said, yes. And then one day he came to my house and he said, tomorrow I'm moving. And I was like, huh? I'm moving. And I said, what do you mean? With me, right? Like what? He's like, no, I'm going to move there first and you can join me like in 3 months. And I'm like, why 3 months? Something in my gut knew something was wrong for a long time. And so number one, I was really angry that he made that decision. He didn't let me know. He tells me the day before that he's moving. I'm not a priority then. Our relationship isn't a priority and definitely communication is way off. So I had it and I said to him, I'm done. And he was like, you're serious. I'm like, yes, I am. You're moving far, far away. You didn't talk to me about it. So I'm done. Turns out it was the right thing to do because I found out later on he had been cheating on me the whole time. But I was hurt and I was angry. So when you break up with someone, it doesn't mean it's easier. It's actually harder because you have to make the decision to hurt yourself and potentially hurt someone else's feelings too. So how do you move on? You know, how do you move forward? What do you say to yourself? And so the thing that I had to say to myself was, I deserve better. I deserve better. I deserve someone who walks the talk. If they say they're going to do something, they do it. No more standing me up, no more beating around the bush, no more wondering where is he now. I couldn't stand it anymore. So that's what we're going to talk about. And if you're in the middle of a breakup, just know it's going to be okay. Because the one thing I can promise you is that things will change. So if you're in the midst of a breakup, just understand right now, this is the painful period. This is a time where you ask why, go ahead and cry, get upset, but keep yourself busy, talk to your friends, and just continue telling yourself, reminding yourself why you left or why this had to happen. If they broke up with me, they don't want to be with me. And why would I want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me? So the bottom line is you're going to get through it. You just have to decide that you're going to be okay. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to be okay, because I've had a lot of boyfriends and you're going to be okay.
I mean, when you say you had a lot of boyfriends now, you...
No, I'm
let's
just...
Let's take it easy there.
I'm 52 years old. What do you think? What do you think? I have my share of boyfriends.
I don't want people thinking nothing about my TT Judy.
I'm not saying I'm a little tramp. I'm just saying that I have boyfriends.
Well, why don't we just go to the phone and see what our caller's situation is for today?
Sounds good.
Hi, I'm Sal from Brooklyn. I'm currently going through a separation with the love of my life. And Judy, I was wondering if you could help me and give me some advice today.
Sure, Sal, no problem. I can't wait to talk to you. But first, let's go to my friend, Wilhelmina.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. They said the only way to get over a broken heart was to fall in love again. So I fell in love with myself. Best relationship of my life.
Whoa, Wilhelmina. Wilhelmina, it's PG.
I'm sorry, it's just, well... Dustin left me the other day.
Who's Dustin? Where did he come from?
Dustin's... I didn't tell y'all, but Dustin was the love of my life. I met him like 3 hours ago when I broke up with him now.
3 hours, Wilhelmina, really?
You don't understand. Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts you up.
At least 3 months, Wilhelmina, 3 months.
Oh, all right. I love you, Dustin.
Where did you meet him?
Oh, I met him at Cracker Barrel.
They have indoor dining there.
Oh, I was just sitting outside in my car, having me some chicken and gravy. And he just came over and asked me if I needed a napkin. Of course, he had a mask on, but he was so cute. I mean, he just had his eyes. It was so adoring.
So just because he gave you a napkin, that's it?
Well, yes, of course. We're in a pandemic, Judy. We gotta move faster. We don't have any time. The world may be ending in a day.
But the point of this episode is how to get along after a breakup.
I have YOLO and MOFO.
That would be FOMO, not MOFO.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I have a dyslexic moment? Oh my God. It's not MOFO, it's FOMO. I got FOMO, YOLO.
Thank you, Wilhelmina. Can I just have somebody normal for once? Oh, my God.
Yes, you can have Sal, who's on the line right now.
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Hola, Judy. How are you?
Hola. I'm good. What's going on?
Judy, you wouldn't believe what happened today. You know what's funny?
Tell me.
Coming into work today, I get out of my car, and there was these utility workers working. And one of them comes over to me and goes, hey, do you do TikTok? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, I follow you, man. So that's the first time I've gotten recognized. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. Good for you. Listen, I just want to say you have more followers than I do. So what the heck is going on with that?
That's not for long. That's not for long. Trust me.
Actually, your TikToks are really good.
Thank you.
I just recently started doing TikTok videos and I was tagged by Sal, and he did this one video, and his the caption in the video was my alarm clock in the 90s, and he used my song Love You, You Love Me. So on TikTok, if you don't have TikTok, you can choose a video that you like and you can actually do a duet where the videos come up side by side. So you can actually do a video with someone that you don't even know. And so I did a duet with him where I played this fake trumpet so everyone could laugh, and everyone really loved the video. And Sal and I began exchanging messages, and then Sal told me, you know, I have a situation. So I said, well, let's not talk about the situation. How about you come on my podcast? So he agreed. And this is how Sal is here today.
Yes.
So how long did you know your wife before you got married?
Not long, actually. We knew each other prior for a couple of years, but I had a girlfriend and we didn't get together. So then when I broke up with my girlfriend a year later, we went on a date But within a year, we got engaged, got married. After we got married, we had kids.
Okay.
We had our first son. So it was really quick.
And how many children do you have now?
I have two kids. My son is 10. My daughter is 5.
Okay.
So basically, you know, we are going through a separation. It basically started in June, and I definitely did not handle it like I should have handled it. I mean, I was angry. I was hurt. I was upset through hate texting. I was hate texting her. Long story short, I got my own apartment. I finally trying to step up and be a man and just be there for my kids. And that's the advice you get from a lot of people. Now it's time for you to be there for your kids, be there for your kids. But it's hard sometimes when you still love that person so much and you know she's always going to be there.
Can I ask you a question? Whose idea was it to separate?
It was her idea.
Okay.
I don't want to get into specific details.
No, because we want to protect her. Exactly. I agree.
It just really hit me. It hit me hard. But, you know, as I say that, Judy, you see this person that you see on TikTok, right? And I was married for 10 years. That person you're seeing on TikTok, I had him tucked away for 10 years. I feel like, in a way, I couldn't be myself for those 10 years. So it's just like I feel like I was living this life that I was hiding and a life that I was just trying to be this mature person. And, you know I come off as immature in some of the videos, but you know what? It's just I like to make people laugh. And that's something that I've always – comedy has always been my dream. And even though I'm saying all these amazing things about my wife, she still is the most amazing person. She's an amazing mother. But her and I were two dominants. And when you have two dominants in a relationship, sometimes it doesn't work. It's just really hard to get along. So my question to you is, how do I basically balance the two? How do I just keep continuing to be the father I am? Because I'm an amazing father. I will put myself in that pedestal because my kids love me. My friends tell me what an amazing father I am. I know I'm a good dad. But I also have to learn how to make my wife maybe I would love to become a best friend. I would love for her one day to meet somebody, and I'll be able to tell her, I hope he makes you happy. I hope he treats you well. But right now, I don't see myself in that position. It's just a lot of emotions that I've been going through the past few months. And it's just basically, here I am, and I'm so blessed to be talking to you about it, to be honest.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, I had something interesting. Something you said to me came off very profound. You said that the person on TikTok is the guy you wish you could be because while you were married, you weren't able to do that. So
Right. Is
it safe to say that you're trying to express that while you were married, as much as you loved her, you were unable to be yourself? You were unable to, like, sort of kid around, joke around, be that, be in touch with your inner child, so to speak?
But no, that's absolutely it. You know, we went through marriage counseling for about 2 years, and I felt like the counseling was more to try to change me. And I understand you need to make sacrifices in a marriage to make it work. You need to tweak some stuff in yourself sometimes, and you need to tweak some stuff in the other person. I get it. But I just felt like I feel a little bit relieved now that I could let that person out and not get judged, because I felt like I was just getting judged all the time.
Well, this is my belief, okay? I may be wrong. My feeling is that when you're with someone, you're not there to change them, and they're not there to change you. Your mission as a couple is to evolve spiritually and to grow. You're there to help each other, encourage each other, cheer each other on, and call each other out on your BS, but do it in a way that's very loving. When anybody in the relationship is suddenly become inauthentic, non-genuine to who they are now not being themselves. So not being yourself doesn't allow you to grow. It actually keeps you stuck.
Yeah.
Whenever you battle with this whole situation, remind yourself that part of the reason that this had to happen was because you have to be who you are, and you are deserving of someone who loves you exactly for who you are.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I don't know your wife. And I'm sure if she called, she'd probably give me a list. But what I want to say is that, you know, the most important thing is, as you're growing in life, as you get older, you want to become more of who you are, not less of who you are. Because when you're on your deathbed one day, no one talks about the things that they did. They talk about the things that they didn't do.
Right.
And the last thing you want to do is regret that you didn't do this part of yourself that feels this. It's sort of like an inner calling that you feel that you want to try comedy and you haven't tried it yet. You might do it and you may fail. But what if you succeed? What if it's everything you wanted and then some? What if? Just what if? And when your children, now talking about your children here, Mm-hmm. It's very important that you remember you are teaching your son how to be a good man, and you are teaching your daughter what a man is supposed to be like to a woman.
Yes.
So for you to be inauthentic to yourself will just make you more unhappy. And if you had stayed, it would have brought more tension between the two of you. And the worst, most abusive thing that you could do to a child beside physically abuse them is to allow them to watch you fight in front of them. Right. And children, whether you do it behind closed doors or not, children know exactly what's going on. Children know more, way more than we think they know.
Yeah, yes.
So you did two quote-unquote good things. Number one, you decided that you needed to be true to yourself. And number two, you want to be a good example to your children of what to do when something is not working. It's not that you just left. You didn't pick up and just leave. You were married for 10 years. So for 10 years, you were working on it. And then you did counseling.
Yes.
Counseling is like the last resort. Counseling is like, we can't figure out how to work this out. And right. I wish I was the person who invented this saying, but I'm not. I have to give Dr. Phil the credit. Dr. Phil said that when you're considering getting out of a marriage, you have to do everything possible so that you have to literally earn your way out of the marriage. Right. And counseling is one of those ways to earn your way out. And absolutely, so yes. I know that you still love your wife. And actually, it kind of touches me to hear you say it. Because a lot of times when people break up, they're like, oh, I can't stand that, you know, bleep, 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 bleep.
Right, right.
But you're like, I love her, man. She's the love of my life. I still love her. And you know what? You never know. Things can turn around. Things could change because you're talking about this happening in June. This is still fresh. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give you false hope, but at the same time, right, you don't know what's going to happen. So right. here's the most important thing, Sal. It's what you do in the meantime that's going to set the tone for everything. So if you always act like a class act, you always respect her, you always talk to her, communicate with her about your children, because whether you get together or not, you guys are co-parenting these children for the rest of their lives. You're going to have to deal with one another, whether you like it or not. So you might as well do it with class. Be a gentleman about it. And yes, the one thing that she will always be able to say was, that's a classy man. Despite everything, or despite the fact that we broke up and I'm mad at him and all this other stuff, he never took it out of my children. And he never talked bad about the mother of his children. Because right, remember, your kids are going through this too. So if anything, yes, just do everything you can to be a class act so that your children don't suffer through this.
Yes, you're giving me chills.
And it's really possible that you guys can get back together. You never know. But if you're a jerk about it, if you're cursing her out, if you're fighting with her, if you're telling the kids, your mother, you know what your mother's problem is, I can promise you, you're going to seal that coffin shut.
Yeah, of course.
So if there's ever hope, you do it through love and you do it through compassion and try to empathize with what she's going through. Because to you, you may feel like I needed to be true to myself and I couldn't be myself. To her, she may be feeling abandoned right now. I don't know. I don't know what she's feeling. But each of you are going through things, and relationships, when they don't work, are there to teach you something about yourself. So just ask yourself, what are the lessons that you're learning so that, number one, you don't bring it into your next relationship, and number two, so you can heal faster through this.
Yes, and I'm a huge believer that you can't go out. The reason why I say that I still love her, and I know I still love it, because you can't, love finds you. I am a firm believer that love finds you. You can't go out and look for love. You can't go out and put yourself on a dating site and say, I'm looking for a serious relationship. No, you can't.
Yeah, because I agree with you.
That's not how it's going to work. So, you know, I had fears. What if she meets somebody and she tells me, you know, I'm not even thinking about that right now, because she has some, you know, this stuff going on in her family that's really important right now. That's more priority. But it's just, she can turn around tomorrow, go to Dunkin' Donuts and meet her love of her life. You just cannot plan this stuff out. It could happen to me also.
Well, I was just going to say, you have the same amount of chance that she does.
Yes, it could happen to me also. That's why I feel like I need to move on. And I don't even think getting back together would happen. If it does, there has to be major change in both of us. And I can't believe I'm actually saying I don't even see it happening, because I know she doesn't want it, because she doesn't see us changing together. And I'm at the point that I don't think I want to be somebody else anymore.
Well, there you go. Your mission right now is to work on yourself.
Yes.
Day by day, push forward every single day, a little bit at a time, and just keep telling yourself, I am striving to be the best version of myself every single day. And the more you focus on that, and the more you focus on being a good dad, and respecting the mother of your children, the better and easier it will become. And whatever is meant to be, will be.
Yes.
But you'll be better for it, no matter what.
Oh, man, Judy, thank you so much. You made my past few months right now.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Sal. And I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you being honest. And it's nice to have a guy call for a change, because we usually don't get too many men. So
good,
it's nice
good.
To hear a man speak. And it's nice to hear a man speak openly and honestly. And that's refreshing. So thank you so much for being vulnerable like that. That actually takes more courage than people think.
Thank you so much, Judy.
All right. Remember, there's no reason to cry, Sal. And I'll see you on TikTok, all right?
All right. Thank you, Judy.
Okay. I want to say thanks again to Sal for being open and honest. And for a guy, I think that was really, really good. So hopefully we get more guys calling in. In the meantime, I'm dreading this moment, but let's talk to my good friend Poochie.
Ay, pero Judy, why?
But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
Judy! Judy, I gotta ask you something, right? So when people break up with you, right, why is it that they always have to do like why is it, right, that they say wait, hold on, because I got to think about it. Why do they say, it's not you, it's me, when clearly it's me? It ain't you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? Like, oh my God, like, it's not you, it's me. Like,
Poochie, has somebody told you that line before? It's not you, it's me?
I mean, like, it's a stupid thing to say, because clearly it's not me. Of course it's not me. So if it's you, why you even ask me out in the first place?
You're right, Poochie. It's not you. You're perfect.
Like, I know. Like, hello. You see me? Did you see my lips, Judy? Did you know that? Did you see?
I saw your TikTok, Poochie. Stop doing TikToks. You're not my special guest. You're here every episode. Okay?
I'm just saying, because you need me. Because at least I bring some comic relief. My God. Yeah, people get so serious sometimes.
Poochie, they don't laugh with you, honey.
What? Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You need to step outside right now. Catch me outside. How you like that?
Little Judy, why?
You know, breaking up is hard to do, right? So let's just do something different. Instead of, I could sing a real sad song right now, but I don't want to. So let's lift everybody's spirits and let's use the song that woke up Sal in the 90s. Love you, you love me. Freestyle freaks, unite. Weba!
Please, can you try to understand that what we want is more?
remember, whether you're in the midst of a breakup because someone broke up with you or you had to break up with them, it's going to be okay. They were in your life to teach you something valuable about yourself. Most likely, they were in your life to teach you about what you don't want. So next time, choose wisely, take your time, and remember, everything's going to be all right. There's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook fan page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of our podcast, please feel free to write to judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.